We need to atone for the eagles. You would like to say everything in all the psukim by the Parah Aduma is we need to atone for the eagle. Everything in Parsha Shmini by Aaron HaKohen, we need to atone for the eagle. We always need to atone for the eagle. I want to ask you a question then. Could you please explain to me why in Parshas Nasa, with a seminal event, where the Nisim brought all the Kabbanis for 12 days, they brought the Kabbanis, why isn't there any mention of the eagle? Why over there is there anything about the eagle? No atonement of the eagle. So I'd like to elaborate on what Mrs. Polsky said here, because I think there's a very, very big yesod going on. Here's the yesod, Rabbi Sayyid. Lanias Daiti. There was a very seminal event in the world. It was perhaps the greatest event that ever took place in the history of the world. Not perhaps, it was the greatest event that ever took place in the history of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Now really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to everybody. Everybody else said no. We all know that. We said yes, they said no. We've spoken about that, Baruch Hashem, many times. It's one of our themes in Adas Yisrael. At that moment, when Klal Yisrael said yes, what happened to us? What level did we attain? Anybody know? Please unmute yourself and tell me, what level did we attain? What level did we attain when we said yes and we stood at Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us? What level did we attain?
We attained our highest level. Our highest level as a people.
We did. Who's saying that?
Phyllis.
That's wonderful. We attained our highest levels of people. And what did we attain? What level did we attain? We attained the highest levels of people. What level is it compared to? What did Chazal call the level? Come on, somebody tell me. No, what level did we attain? You all know it.
Malachim.
Malachim. That was good. That sounds like Mrs. Konigsberg, am I right?
Kornberg,
I'm sorry, Kornberg, yeah, I'm sorry, Mrs. Kornberg. But no, not Malachim, higher than Malachim. Come on, Rabbi, so you all know, what level do we attain? Higher than Malachim.
49th.
You know what level we attained here, Rabbi Isai?
49.
No. 49 is good, but tell me I need more specificity. What level did we attain?
A partnership with Hashem.
Very good. All saying good. All saying good. We attained the level of Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. You remember hearing that? Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. Attain the level of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Unbelievable. Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Can anybody please tell me a unique characteristic of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet that was lost as soon as he sinned? There was an incredible change in man after Adam Rishon sinned. Anybody know what the change was?
Introduced.
Excellent. Excellent. That's a very esoteric and correct explanation. Give me something else.
We lost the truth.
We lost what? The truth. Okay, good. Still esoteric. Tell me something physical that changed after the Chet of Adam Rishon.
They had to wear clothes.
Had to wear clothes. True. Something else, Rabbi Isai? Something else. Come on. No. Come on. Simple thing.
He had to work.
Death was introduced.
Who?
Death was introduced.
Oh, the Marisha was supposed to live forever. Death was introduced. With death comes a concept that without death does not exist. With death comes a concept called Tumah. Tumah. the tomb of death. How does one attain tahara from the tomb of death? Paraduma. 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 Can you explain that at all, Rabbi Isai? The paraduma is coming to me, matar, a person who touched or went into a cemetery or was in the room and someone died. Every single person come out in the world has that tumor. Even kahanim were not allowed to have it like myself. I was unfortunately became tummy to my father and to my mother, alayhi mashallah, and they both died. Tumor. That came about as a result of the Chet HaEgel. Without the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael would have lived forever like Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. Unbelievable. Klal Yisrael lost that ability to live forever with the Chet HaEgel. Prior to the Chet HaEgel, the Matan Torah, we attained the level of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, never to die. What would happen to the rest of the world? I do not know. The president, former president of our shul, Mr. Lance Daxer, I asked this question yesterday in a minute I was in shul, and he found that the Maral in the Gur Ari asked this question, and that's what the Maral says. The Lamaisa, we were different. We became different after the Chet HaEgel, and that's something we're clawing back, climbing back, trying to eradicate, and we can't do it yet. We can't do it until Mashiach comes, probably, but we're trying to get back to that level. In Kolzman, we don't have the level. We need a paraduma. We need a paraduma. It's a machlekes rishonim, Rabbi say. Did we need a mishkan? Did we need a mishkan? Was a mishkan lechatchila? Lechatchila, we need a mishkan to have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechatchila, we attained such a level, we did not need a mishkan. The mishkan was a b'dieved only because of the chet of the egel. So therefore, when the mishkan was inaugurated and Aaron HaKohen came in for the inauguration, everything he did was to cleanse Klal Yisrael, the chet of the egel. And therefore, the paraduma, as we just read in the Medrash at the beginning of Shir, everything was to cleanse Klal Yisrael from the chet of the egel. Unbelievable concept, the chet of the egel. Now, I ask you another question. What happened by the Nesiim? Rabbi Isai, could somebody tell me how many Shvatim, how many Nesiim were there that brought Kabbanis? Come on, tell me how many. No, what's the answer?
12.
How come there weren't 13? Where was Shevet Levi? Aaron HaKohen was distressed. Cholsha Daitoi. He became weak. He became weak because his shevet was excluded. And Aaron HaKohen thought, some before should bring down. Aaron HaKohen thought he was excluded. You know why he was excluded? Why did he think he was excluded? Somebody tell me, why do you think Aaron HaKohen thought he was excluded? He felt bad for that reason.
Because there was something else waiting for him, the menorah.
That's the answer. But he was distressed because he thought he was excluded. Why did he? You're right. What you said is brilliant. That's what Rashi says. But why was he excluded? And some of Farshim say he was excluded because he thought he had done the Chet HaEgel. And therefore the inauguration of the Mishkan, which came about as a result of the Chet HaEgel, Aaron was involved to cleanse the Chet HaEgel. But when there was an inauguration later on by the Nesiim, and the Shvatim came to step up to the plate and bring their Kabbonis, which meant all different types of things, and representing Adam, and Noach, and Avram, and Torah, and as Rashi says in the beginning, as Rashi says in Parshas Noso. But Aaron was excluded, he was afraid he was excluded because of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is hovering over us. The Chet HaEgel was Klal Yisrael's announcement that we're not really that involved, and not really do we want to be that involved. Chas v'shalom, I'm not judging anybody. But that's what's going on here. And maybe therefore Aaron HaKohen was not going to be involved, because Aaron HaKohen was, Chas V'Shalom, involved in the Chet Egel. Now that we took care of the Chanukas and Mizbeach, now they stepped up to the plate to see him without Aaron. Aaron Klisha Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. As Ms. Kaplan said before, don't worry. But initially there was a feeling that maybe because of me, this was hovering over Aaron all the time. Hovering over Klal Yisrael all the time. I want to read to you something. The Gemara asks an astounding question. The Gemara says, as we all know, that the Kohen Gadol could not go into the Kodesh Kodoshim and Yom HaKippurim wearing gold clothing, because gold clothing represented the Egel. V'yenka tega nasa sanega. Some women have a minig and Yom Kippur, they do not wear gold. We don't wear gold. But the Kohen Gadol did not wear gold. So the Gemara has a whole slew of questions. But there was gold in the room. Then the Gemara wants to know, how can we blow a shofar? Or why don't we blow a shofar? From the horn of a cow. Why do we use the horn of a ram? Why don't we use the horn of a cow? And the Gemara says, because the cow represents the eagle, and if the shofar is going to be blown with that horn, it's going to be Ein Kategel Nasas Hanegel. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, but the shofar was not inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. And the Gemara gives an astounding answer, that a shofar, when it's blown, is like you're inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. The shofar brings Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh Kodoshim. And with this, the Sfasemis wants to say an amazing thing, Rabbi Yisai. How come there's no din? We all know you have to be Eilu Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Why did you have to be Eilu Regel on Rosh Hashanah? Why did you have to be Eilu Regel on Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is that the Shofar brings us inside the Kodesh Kodashim. We're there already. We don't have to go in. But even though we're there, we can't get there with a para, because a para reminds us of the eagle. So we're always in this state of flux, because Klal Yisrael attained an incredible level, because we're the only people who said yes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Har Sinai. We're the only people who said yes. Na'aseh v'nishma, we said yes. Everybody else said no. And they brought us to an incredible level, and it was very hard to stay at that level. Adam Arishan didn't stay at that level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all a test. It's a test. Life is one big test. And the test is so that at the end we can get reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a difficult thing to understand somewhat philosophically. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We're all in test mode. And we rose to the occasion as a tzibur, and we said yes, and we got the Torah. We therefore were Mesakeh in the world, at least part of the world, that one nation of the world was willing to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to the nth degree, and we became like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we lost it by the eagle. We needed a paraduma. We lost it by the eagle, and we needed a mishkan. And we lost it by the eagle, and therefore, perhaps, when the Shvatim came to bring the Karbonis, although Aaron was involved in the Chanukah Samizbeach, but when it came to the Karbonis, Aaron was not involved, because the Maisa Shevet Levi had to be excluded, because Aaron HaKohen was responsible to a certain degree for the eagle. Therefore, I want everybody to realize who we are and who we come from. Who we are and who we come from. We are the luckiest people in the world, and we come from the people who said yes, and that gave us an incredible boost over the rest of the world to attain a level of other region. But unfortunately, the Satan came and made us crazy. The Satan wanted to make sure that we don't say yes to the Torah. We did. He failed his mission. We said yes. They said no. He failed his mission. But then he got us back 40 days later. And that changed the world again. That changed the world again. Every one of the holy women listening in on this year has the ability to bring the world back. Every one of you have the ability to bring the world back by doing the Ratzon Hashem. You should be Zeicha, we should be Zeicha, that people should rise to the occasion that we should get back to where we were, where we want to be. And we can leave you, everybody, say, I'm just saying thank you to everybody for today's event as well. We're going to be having this recognition of the Sefer that's going to be at Shul at 11 o'clock. Whoever makes it, fine. If you can't make it, it's also everything's fine. Everything's fine. The Iker is that we should be Zeicha to continue to grow as a Kehila, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim. Okay, I'm thanking everybody for calling in this morning, and next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we will have Shir as well. Okay? Tuesday night, we have the Shir for women on Tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, that's the Harabah. Take care, everybody. Kol Tov. Wonderful seeing everybody.